Over the Fence podcast. So we are in the midst of the playoffs, quickly approaching the World Series, and a lot of the favorites in the National League, well, all the favorites in the National League are long gone. The Mets won 101 games and won one playoff game. The Braves won 101 games and won one playoff game. The Dodgers won 111 games and won one playoff game. And the Cardinals won their division and didn't win any playoff games. And that was 1-4 in the National League. And so they're all gone. And what you're left with are the Philadelphia Phillies and the San Diego Padres. Two very interesting teams, exciting teams to watch, but not the top. And with Major League Baseball expanding its playoff this year, you have to wonder if maybe having six teams in the playoffs in a game like baseball might be problematic. And the reason I say that is because, well, you look at the NBA, and the NBA has eight teams that make the playoffs. But the NBA is different because in basketball, it's not that often that those seven seeds and eight seeds make it all the way to the championship. They don't usually go all that far. You have some occasions, it's happened a couple times, where an eight seed or a seven seed has gotten in and gone far. But most of the time, it doesn't. But I got to think in baseball, baseball is so much more about who gets hot at the right time. It's very easy for a team that won a lot of games during the regular season to quickly lose a playoff series. We saw it happen a lot this is very postseason that we're watching. So you have to start wondering with baseball whether or not this might be problematic and whether this isn't just opening up the door to having teams that are, you know, the Phillies finished in third place and they might be in the World Series. I mean, they were a decent team during the regular season, but they finished in third place. The Padres were never even close in their division race, never close. And they might be in the World Series. One of those two teams will be in the World Series. Now, it's no fault of their own. They got their fair and square. The Mets choked again. The Braves didn't come up big. The Dodgers didn't come up big. And it was just a huge disappointment. St. Louis losing those two games straight to Philadelphia. Before we looked up, that series was over. You know, it's just, you can't, you know, I'm not blaming these teams and saying, well, you know, these teams don't belong. But when you look at these networks wanted expanded playoffs thinking they were going to get Mets Dodgers, and they got San Diego against Philadelphia. And I don't have to tell you that there's no question that the ratings are definitely not the same. And like I said, in the NBA, you can do this because you're giving a whole lot of towns and a whole lot of teams a chance to stay in it and stay excited and everything like that. But when you get to your conference finals, it's probably going to be somebody from the top four. It's probably going to be one of your better seeds. And when you get to the World Series in the NBA Finals, when you get to the NBA Finals, most likely you're going to see a clash of the best of the best. That's why you saw year after year was Golden State and Cleveland, Golden State and Cleveland, Golden State and Cleveland, because they were the best. And, you know, now there's a little bit more parity, but for the most part, you're still getting the same, the top teams that are rising to the top. And in baseball, that's not always the case. In baseball, anybody can do it. So I'm not saying that we should return to the old days of only the division winners make it or anything like that. I'm not even saying there's anything wrong with this format, honestly. I mean, it's fair and square. These teams, they got there the way they got there, and it's fine. I don't have a problem with the format. I really like that winner-take-all format that baseball used to have. I really love that wild card night, American League wild card night, National League wild card night. It gave baseball a feeling it doesn't normally have, that urgency, that one game and you're out. But honestly, expanding it to three games, does it really make that much of a difference? I mean, if you're having a bad night, you could easily be out. But if you're having a bad week, which can also happen in baseball, you can easily be out. Or if you have two bad nights, you're out. You know, look at the Cardinals. Where the Cardinals, you could just have two bad games in a row and be gone. You know, the Mets had a three-game series at home over a weekend against San Diego. Is it unconscionable that the Padres could win two of those? Is the three games all being at Citi Field really making that much of a difference? Clearly not. And so it keeps more teams in. It gives more teams a shot. But like I said, you're giving your World Series a chance to lose a little of its steam in the fact that a lot of teams you thought were going to get there have an easier chance to get tripped up and have a bad couple of nights and be out. And then you can have a World Series conceivably one day between two third place teams, or even, God forbid, this could happen, you could have sub 500 teams in there one day. And that could happen. We've seen sub 500 teams in the NFL. The NFL has four divisions in each league. It's opened up its playoffs. It's gotten so big. And you've seen sub 500 teams win divisions. I think it was the Rams one year. Was it the Rams or Seahawks? One of those teams was 7-9 and they won their division. So it happens. The Yankees had two rainouts in 1 week. So, baseball is one of the few sports that still has rainouts. I don't know if any of the sports ever had. Football ever have rainouts? I don't know if football ever had rainouts. Maybe it had rainouts in the 50s or the 40s. Probably not. They probably always played in the rain and the mud. When they had leather helmets, they probably always played in all weather. But with football, you know that no matter how bad the weather is, you're going to get your ball game. So when you have a playoff game on a Sunday afternoon in January in Kansas City or New England or New York or wherever it is, no matter how crappy the weather is, you're going to get your game. And obviously, NBA, NHL, you don't have to worry because they're all indoors. But with baseball, you had a situation at Yankee Stadium the other night where you had fans that showed up for a 7 o'clock game and sat there for hours. I mean, they probably didn't literally sit in the rain. There's plenty of places inside, especially Yankee Stadium, if you've ever been there, is a gigantic baseball mall. And there's probably more space inside than there is outside. So there's more than enough room for everybody in there to just hide from the rain. But the point is that people were in there. They paid for parking. They paid for the train. They bought drinks. They took the evening. They left work early. They brought their kids. And that game ended up getting rained out after a 2-hour rain delay. And the game was rescheduled for the next day at 4, when I gotta guess a lot of those same fans couldn't make it. They probably had to resell their tickets. The next day, they had a huge crowd. They won. They ended up winning their series against the Guardians. But I gotta think that a lot of the people that were at that afternoon game at 4 were not the same people who were there the night before waiting. They probably had to resell their tickets because not everybody can make it at 4. A lot of people work. People have to bring their... Most people work, but my point is a lot of people work in a way that they can't be there at 4 o'clock. A lot of people have kids. A lot of people may have brought their kids. Well, the kids may not be able to be there at 4 o'clock, and it just may not have been feasible for everybody. Everybody doesn't live around the corner from the stadium, and everybody doesn't have those kinds of hours. So my point is, baseball now being in a situation where it's trying to keep up with these other sports, it's kind of hard to do that when you have things like rainouts. It's another thing that makes baseball feel very archaic to some people. Now, I know it's very expensive to build domes. Personally, I've actually never been in a stadium with a dome. I look at them on TV and they don't look the same. But maybe it's something to consider. A lot more of the NFL stadiums that are being built with domes, or at least retractable domes. And in baseball, maybe it's something to consider. Maybe the idea of maybe in the future, in the next generation of stadium renovations and possibly even new stadiums, is it possible to put a dome on Yankee Stadium, a retractable one? Is it possible to put one on Citi Field? Is it possible to put one on Citizens Bank Park or Target Field or one of these places where if you have postseason games and you have the threat of inclement weather, it can really mess things up for you? And when you're baseball and you're trying to keep your TV schedule on point, and all of a sudden you lose a Tuesday night game and you get a Wednesday 4 o'clock game, well, that's not good for ratings either. So, is it something to consider that maybe baseball in the future, is it worth the extra several tens of millions of dollars that you'd have to spend to do that just for the sake of grabbing the next generation and making sure that they know that they're going to get ball games? Because like I said, with the NFL, you know you're always going to get your games. It's not my money, but it's something to think about. I don't know. I mean, I think about going to Citi Field with a roof over it or with a retractable roof, and I don't think of it as being the same, but I also think that going to Citi Field on a Tuesday night for a playoff game and having it get rained out and rescheduled for a day where I can't go would really stink. So, I don't know. Maybe it's worth considering. How often would they keep those domes open, though? Most of the time when I watch games and it's, say, in Miami, the roof is closed. I don't watch the Marlins every day, but most of the time when the Mets are playing Miami or when some team is playing Miami, the roof is closed. So how often will the roof be open? And is it even going to be the same experience when it's open? I don't know. But it is nice to at least know you're going to get a game when you go there. So worth a thought. Over the Fence Podcast, we're out.